Yo, we stand on the shoulders of giants. History admires the defiers of tyrants, the first Christians who stood on the Messiah in the Roman Empire and were fed to the lions after dying out, dining in the heavenly Zion. Wedding supper at a lamb with fat glasses of wine. Think of Luther, in truth I will not recant or go against my conscience, so here I stand. He fought the Pope and his kingdom of men with the hope of the gospel and the ink of his pen. Wilberforce became a Christian and went on a raid against the tyrants of his day and their empire as slaves. Think of Douglas, Wedgwood, Tubman, Stowe, Howe, Garrison, Chapman. Yo, they fought the evil with the gospel, and that is the truth. Not a hoof left in Egypt, put the axe to the root. Listen, Christian, this is something we can actually do. You don't have to wait on anybody acting for you. And if the church saw Christ and all of life is the Lord, we would end this slaughter tomorrow. Let's get it. Let's go. Ha. We're calling for repentance, hunger for revival. They're murdering these babies and the judgment wave is title. See, there's tons of all these Christians, but there's none of them disciples. Calling fire down from heaven, punishing these idols. Going in truth, not the wisdom of man. God will decide what works. We stand on the word of the Lord, not the shifting of sand through the surges of war. We will stick through the plan. Light up the darkness, eyes to the heavens, preaching Christ to the carcass, see him rise from the dead. And this battle belongs to the Savior himself. So these men running around with faith in themselves, making deals with the devil, giving all to what's false, won't fall on the cross, but they'll call on the court. Maybe some lawyer from Harvard will save them. As for us, we will trust in the God of the nations. Something worse than abortion itself. We're at war with the worldview that affords it its health. And nothing can stop us, not sickness or spells, or famine or bullets or prison or hell. There's millions of Christians, but how can you tell when they won't love their neighbor like they love themselves? If the church saw Christ and all of life is the Lord, we would end this slaughter tomorrow. Yeah. Every age has its evils, and every age has its abolitionists. Put an end to the pro-life movement and use the gospel to establish justice.